Our final article this month is about straws, a commercial success story that has a bitter aftertaste. Ancient artifact.
You might think the straw is a recent invention, but they have been used for thousands of years. Ancient Sumerians used straws made from gold and lapis lazuli, and it is thought that others made of wood were around before 3000 BC. Wheat, the plant most commonly used for natural versions in the past, also gave them their name, as the hollow stalks of wheat are called straw. Later, the Industrial Revolution enabled the mass production of a drinking straw made out of paper. But it wasn't until 1888 that Marvin C. Stone, an American inventor, designed the ancestor of today's plastic straw, and a multi-billion dollar industry was born.
American pop culture icon.
In the early 1900s, straws were used at soda fountains, a new American phenomenon where women and children would go to buy a soda and socialize. By the 1950s, cinematic imagery of teens in American diners using them to suck on big, creamy milkshakes or drink Coke straight from the bottle had made straws part of American iconography. Far from just being a cheap plastic tube, a straw was something exciting and modern. As US fast food chains spread around the world, everyone adopted this new mode of consumption.
Say no to plastic.
You might not have heard of Milo Kress, but he's the reason why your McDonald's milkshake now has a paper-based straw. In 2011, the 9-year-old started a campaign to persuade people to refuse plastic straws after estimating that Americans use more than 500 million of them each day. Milo's rough statistic has been used to justify restricting plastic straws in many US cities and across the entire EU from 2021. So, what will you use instead? Many people are now buying reusable straws made out of silicon or metal, including one British woman who died after falling and impaling herself on the metal straw in her glass. Maybe it's best just to drink from the cup.
Trump's tubes.
Plastic straws only comprise about 1% of the plastic in our oceans, so some people argue that they are being unfairly demonized. Donald Trump, for instance. What about the plates, the wrappers, and everything else that are much bigger, and they're made of the same material? He says. Environmental campaigners explain that the aim is to use the straw to encourage people to question their casual use of single-use plastics. But Trump doesn't get it. He and his followers see it all as an attack on their civil liberties, which is why his website is offering bright red, Trump-branded plastic straws for $1.50 each. In their first week, the plastic straws raised $460,000 towards his 2020 re-election campaign.